Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A private prison transportation guard who was accused of raping a Massachusetts woman in his care will spend no more time behind bars after being sentenced today on a less serious charge. Jermaine Taylor worked as a guard for Prisoner Transportation Services. In August, the Kentucky resident pleaded guilty to aggravated assault for putting the victim's handcuffs on too tight. He had been charged with first-degree sexual assault. WBUR is only identifying the victim by her last name, Smith. Today, in a New Jersey courtroom, she confronted Taylor. WBUR's Ali Jarmanning was there.
It's been almost 4 years since Smith was arrested for violating her probation in Massachusetts by going to drug rehab in California. That led her to the custody of Prisoner Transportation Services and the company's guard, Jermaine Taylor. Smith says Taylor sexually assaulted her while she was handcuffed and shackled during a stop at an Atlantic County, New Jersey jail. Today in court, Smith was shaking. She expressed anger at Taylor and at prosecutors for agreeing to his guilty plea on such a reduced charge, and at the system, she says, allowed her to be abused so profoundly.
A woman such as myself in the process of extradition by a transport van may expect not to be allowed bathroom breaks when needed, perhaps not given the opportunity to drink water when thirsty or sleep when tired, or perhaps the tightness of her handcuffs, but surely any woman, even a woman in custody, should not expect that she will be sexually assaulted.
Prosecutors were ready to go to trial against Taylor earlier this year, but they worked out a plea agreement after discovering what they called inconsistent statements Smith made to officers and medical personnel when she reported the assault. Assistant prosecutor Erica Haleko told the judge prosecutors still believe Taylor sexually assaulted Smith. But, she said, this is the way to guarantee a conviction.
Your Honor, sometimes our system is a system of imperfect justice.
Atlantic County Judge Donna Taylor handed down the sentence agreed to by prosecutors and defense attorneys, a 3-year suspended sentence with no probation. That means no more jail time beyond the nearly 5 months Taylor served after he was arrested in 2017, if he stays out of trouble for the next 3 years. Taylor denied he sexually assaulted Smith. In court, he said he always believed he was being recorded on video during stops at jails, like the one where the assault happened.
I did not make any type of sexual contact, and that's all I have to say.
Smith told the judge she spent the time since the assault battling shame and guilt. She worries about the message Taylor's plea deal sends to victims of sexual assault and to potential perpetrators.
Today, Mr. Taylor is being awarded the opportunity to move forward with little to no consequences in relation to what we both know occurred in that van. I, however, will have to carry the burden in memory of this event forever.
Smith is now 28. She's finishing up a degree in psychology and taking care of her 8-year-old son. Monday, she'll start work as a full-time counselor at a women's treatment facility in central Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmanning.